Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Companies call it chaos. Consumers call it confidence shaking, wondering when to buy cars, even produce. What does the president say?
Nothing to do with the market. I'm not even looking at the market because long term, the United States will be very strong with what's happening here.
A federal judge denying the request from USAID contractors to block the mass termination of their contracts, says the State Department.
It doesn't mean that we're not going to be doing foreign aid. It's a matter of how are we going to be doing the aid, and if it is effective, and if it is efficient, and if it achieves the goals that we want that make America safe, more prosperous.
Spokesperson Tammy Bruce. This is ABC News. Hoping for peace after 3 years of war, a source in Ukrainian President Zelensky's office tells ABC News he'll meet Tuesday with U.S. officials about possible peace talks between Ukraine and Russia. U.S. Special Mideast Envoy Steve Witkoff confirming this to reporters outside the White House today.
U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East Steve Witkoff indicated the letter President Zelensky sent to President Trump led to this meeting happening next week in Saudi Arabia.
And I think the idea is to get down a framework for a peace agreement and an initial ceasefire as well.
Witkoff wouldn't comment on any proposals that have been floated, but he said there's a lot of good buy-in from the Russians and a lot of good buy-in now from the Ukrainians. Witkoff said the most important thing is to, quote, constantly narrow the gap. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Just heard from ABC Stephen Portnoy. Members of the House Freedom Caucus say censure is not enough for Al Green, the Texas Democrat who waved his cane and yelled during the president's speech. They want him stripped of his assignments in the committees. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With Wick Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. Wick, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with Wick Buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your Wick building.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 25. Light snow in the morning tomorrow, especially south. Mixes with rain in the afternoon. Over by the evening, trace accumulations are possible with a high of 40. And few clouds and chilly tomorrow night with a low of 20. Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny. The winds are out of the northeast at 6 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 40 degrees.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. More federal offices across Wisconsin may be closing, targeted by the Department of Government Efficiency. The office led by billionaire Elon Musk had already released a list of at least six government offices to either be eliminated or reduced. Now there are 16 and five are in Madison. Musk's team is planning to close the Fish and Wildlife Service office, although the federal government was already planning to cancel the lease back in January. Also on the list, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration near Westtown Mall, something listed as Department Management IG, which may mean Office of the Inspector General, but it says those three words, square footage and a dollar amount, and that's it. An office of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Regent Street, and the Federal Highway Administration office on Junction Road. Other leases terminated statewide include offices for U.S. attorneys, the Social Security Administration, and the Internal Revenue Service. The largest office on the closure list is the Bureau of Indian Affairs location in Ashland. They employ at least 40 employees, and it's not clear whether they'd keep their jobs. The largest reduction in federal jobs could happen in the next month. Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska has more.
The Trump administration is planning on cutting tens of thousands of Veterans Administration jobs, according to multiple news reports. Currently, the VA employs about 470,000 people. The goal for the Trump administration is to get the VA back to pre-pandemic staffing of just under 400,000 workers. So about 70,000 employees would be let go. In addition, the Trump administration is planning to downsize the military's civilian workforce by about 5 to 8% of its nearly 950,000 employees.
According to federal data, there are about 11,000 federal VA workers in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has reintroduced legislation to eliminate most renewable energy subsidies for solar and wind energy projects on farms. The bill, titled the Future Agricultural Retention and Management Act, would prevent taxpayer funding from being used to encourage developers to use those power sources instead of others. The legislation would not outright prevent developers from building wind turbines or solar panels. Tiffany says the legislation is meant to protect agricultural land for future generations. A bill that would give incumbent transmission facility owners the right to construct, own, and maintain new transmission projects got a joint hearing in the Wisconsin State Legislature this week. The Wisconsin Senate Utilities and Tourism Committee and the State Assembly Energy and Utilities Committee held a joint hearing on the measure Tuesday. The legislation is being proposed in an effort to give the state more authority over power grid decisions. Those projects would still need to be approved by the Midwest Independent System Operator. Health experts are warning of another tough flu season in Wisconsin next year following a canceled FDA meeting. The agency recently announced the cancellation of its meeting with the Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee. The meeting typically sees a committee of independent experts make recommendations about which strains of the flu to target the following winter, so mass production of those vaccines can begin before the flu season starts. Wisconsin saw an uptick in respiratory viruses this winter amid lower vaccination rates. Law enforcement authorities across the state will be stepping up their impaired driving enforcement this month. Departments will deploy increased patrols to discourage residents from driving while intoxicated and are warning residents that there will be a zero-tolerance policy for impaired driving in open containers. The increased and highly visible enforcement efforts are meant to encourage residents to plan their ride ahead if they intend to consume alcohol. They're also encouraging other drivers to report any suspected impaired driving. March is Youth Art Month. The Riverdale School District will celebrate the creativity, imagination, and talent of its young artists tonight from now until 7 o'clock at its Fine Arts Night at the elementary school. Art plays a vital role in education, fostering self-expression, critical thinking, and problem-solving skills. Jeff Campbell serves as the superintendent of the Riverdale School District.
We have free food offering for all the families and any attendees, and a silent auction going on from all of the departments within our school, our sports teams, and our different clubs and organizations. And all of that money will go back into funding these kind of events in the future, helping with some of the expenses of them. But we'll also have performances from our choir, our band, forensics, all of our elementary students will be putting on a music performance throughout the evening. And then I will be presenting two referendum meetings also at 5:15 and 6:15 for anybody that wants to stop in during that time or just kind of pull me aside for some questions and that too. So it's going to be a great night just to showcase the school. We kind of call it our Fine Arts Night too, which we usually run every other year. So we're kind of combining those two. There'll also be a number of art displays from our kind of an art gallery area, and the ever popular book fair will be going on at the same time.
Students have been working hard on their displays and performances. You are invited to attend to support the students at Riverdale. The Social Security Administration and its Office of the Inspector General are joining forces to raise public awareness about Social Security imposter scams during the 6th annual Slam the Scam Day today. Social Security-related scams, where fraudsters mislead victims into sharing personal information or making cash, wire transfer, or gift card payments to fix alleged Social Security number problems are an ongoing government imposter fraud scheme. Social Security impersonation scams impact all age groups and remain one of the most common government imposter scams reported to the Federal Trade Commission. Social Security continues to make concerted efforts to address this issue through extensive outreach and investigative initiatives. You are urged to stay vigilant in protecting your personal information. Social Security will never tell you that your Social Security number is suspended, contact you to demand an immediate payment, threaten you with arrest, ask for your credit or debit card numbers over the phone, request gift cards, wire transfer, gold, cash, cryptocurrency, or promise a Social Security benefit approval or increase in exchange for information or money. Social Security employees do contact the public by telephone for business purposes. Ordinarily, the agency calls people who have recently applied for a Social Security benefit, are already receiving payments, and require an update to their record, or have requested a phone call from the agency. If there is a problem with a person's Social Security number or record, Social Security will typically mail a letter. Criminals use sophisticated tactics to trick potential victims into disclosing personal and financial information. Be skeptical and on the lookout for these red flags. Typically, they use these P's: pretend, prize, or problem, pressure, and payment. Scammers may pretend they are from Social Security in phone calls, text, emails, websites, or direct messages on social media, and claim there is a problem with your Social Security benefits or Social Security number. The scammer's caller ID may be spoofed to look like a legitimate government number. Scammers may also send fake documents to pressure people into complying with demands for information or money. Other common tactics include citing badge numbers, using fraudulent Social Security letterhead, and creating imposter social media pages to target individuals for payment or personal information. To report a scam attempt, go to oig.ssa.gov. For more information, visit ssa.gov/scam or ssa.gov/fraud. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has enacted Class 2 restrictions for the majority of Wisconsin, including Zone 2 through Zone 5 today. Class 2 restrictions for far northern Wisconsin will start Monday. Seasonal posted roads restrictions will go into effect statewide Monday. County highways, town roads, city and village streets may also be posted or limited to legal load limits or less. Decisions to place or lift weight restrictions on those roads are up to local units of government. Richland County Highway Commissioner Josh Elder has announced that Richland County will be enforcing weight restrictions on all county roadways beginning Monday.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Richard Dick Sadler, 74, of Lone Rock, died February 25th. A celebration of life is being held this evening from now until 6 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with words of remembrance at 6. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Civil Air Patrol, Upland Hills Hospice, or a charity of your choice. Richard Dick Sadler, 74, of Lone Rock. Catherine Marie Kathy Vodak, 66, of rural Hillsboro, died Saturday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family of Catherine Marie Kathy Vodak, 66, of rural Hillsboro. Maureen Keene, 90, of Richland Center, died Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Maureen Keene, 90, of Richland Center. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center, died February 26th of a sudden illness at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center. Rodney John Powell, 70, of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday at 11:30 at Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg with burial in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Monday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at the church Tuesday from 11 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg. Rodney John Powell, 70, of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82, of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly February 18th at home. A memorial service will be held at noon Saturday, March 15th, at St. John Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will take place at a later date in Resting Green Cemetery, Ironton. Friends may call at the church Saturday, March 15th, from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to St. John Lutheran Church. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82, of Reedsburg. Bernadine J. Bernie Dawnbaugh, 80, of Dodgeville, died February 25th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, March 30th, from 10 to 2, at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet in Boscobel. Burial will follow. Bernadine J. Bernie Dawnbaugh, 80, of Dodgeville.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Next week is National Poison Prevention Week, and the Okooch Mountain Humane Society urges you to take the time to learn what things can be poisonous, not only to your human loved ones, but also your pets. For example, you may know that dogs should never be allowed to eat chocolate, but did you know the most common pet toxins are over-the-counter human medications? Or that the most common human pain reliever, acetaminophen, can be fatal to pets? Make it a point this week not only to look up what things may be poisonous to your pets, but also to make sure that these things are all out of their paws' reach. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. We had a bright and beautiful day today with high temperatures scraping the low 40s and winds a little bit breezy out of the west, but nothing compared to yesterday. We're quickly becoming cloudy here tonight, and lows will bottom out in the mid-20s. We could see light snow early in the morning, especially south. We've got a system swiping, mainly hitting Iowa and Illinois, but the northern edge of it could swipe us. And if it does, it'll mix with some rain in the afternoon because temperatures look to warm above freezing to about 40. The precipitation will be done and over by the evening, and accumulations look like just a trace. However, that doesn't mean it won't be slick and slippery in spots. By tomorrow night, we'll see a few clouds out there, dropping chilly down to about 20 degrees, and for Saturday, breezy, becoming mild. We'll be sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine, highs will reach the mid-40s, and winds will be gusting around 20. It'll pump us to highs on Sunday at about 50 degrees, it'll be mostly sunny, very comfortable, and we get even warmer from there. Monday, sunny, highs at about 60. It'll be feeling like spring as we kick the week off, and we'll hold on to some mild temperatures on Tuesday too, highs in the mid-50s. But clouds start to increase, and temperatures start to cool. Wednesday, we're only looking at around 50 degrees, it'll be partly sunny with scattered shower chances. That system does look weak, but it does look to hit us. Otherwise, we're tracking another system that wants to push in over next weekend. That one looks to bring some heavy rain, flipping over to some snow, potentially on St. Patrick's Day. But we'll continue to track that for you. And you know, spring weather is pretty much a roller coaster. It's the tug of war of spring and summer, and we kind of get the waves of extreme warmth, followed by some extreme cold, with a big old storm mixed in the middle of it. Tis the season. Oh, and don't forget, it's also time to change your clocks forward. We spring ahead over the weekend. This will happen Saturday night into Sunday morning. At 2 a.m., it's really going to be 3 a.m., so we're going to lose an hour of sleep. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 38 degrees after a high today of 41 and a morning low of 20. Yesterday's high was 40 and we received 49.17 inch of rain and snow. Record high set back in 2000 is 71 degrees with a record low of 12 below set back in 1960. Last year's high was 38 with a low of 34. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:56 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:28. The winds are out of the northeast at 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.01 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 38 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Girls High School sectional playoff action takes place tonight with a few games featuring teams from the area. And first of all, in Division 5, in a game that's going to be played at the Richland Center High School, features Schulzburg against Barneveld. In Division 4, it'll be Aquinas taking on Neillsville, and that'll be played at Osseo Fairchild. In Division 3, Wisconsin Dells will be up against Elk Mounds, but that'll be played at Black River Falls. Also, Prairie du Chien will be taking on Edgerton at Dodgeville. Also, a Division 4 game that I forgot to mention, it's Belleville taking on Cuba City, and that's going to be played at Lancaster. And in Division 2, it'll be DeForest taking on West Salem, and that'll be played at Portage. Sophomore John Blackwell's double-double powered the Badgers to an important 74-67 win last night at Minnesota. Wisconsin is in a scramble for a top-four finish in the standings. That would mean a double bye in the conference tournament. Blackwell scored 25 points and grabbed 11 rebounds. Starter Max Klesmit missed a second straight game with a leg injury. The Badgers still need another win when Penn State visits the Kohl Center on Saturday for the final game of the regular season. Marquette dropped an important Big East Conference game at UConn last night by a 72-66 score. It could make the road more difficult in the conference tournament. The Huskies scored 10 straight points midway through the second half to claim the lead. They held it. And the home team dominated the boards, 44-29. David Joplin scored 23 points to lead the Golden Eagles, with Cam Jones adding 21. Marquette wraps up the regular season against conference-leading St. John's Saturday at home. Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
Giannis Antetokounmpo topped 20,000 career points in the Bucks' easy 137-107 win over Dallas last night. Antetokounmpo scored 32 points and had 15 rebounds. Damian Lillard topped the scoring chart with 34, and newcomer Kevin Porter had a triple-double with 10 points, 11 rebounds, and a career-high 14 assists. It was the Bucks' highest point total and widest margin of victory for the season. They host Orlando on Saturday. D.L. Hall was placed on the 60-day injured list with a left lat strain to open a roster spot for fellow left-hander Jose Quintana, whose $4.25 million one-year contract was finalized by the Milwaukee Brewers. Hall, 26, went 1-2 with a 5.02 ERA last season in 13 appearances, including 7 starts. Quintana gets a $250,000 bonus for being added to the Major League roster in 2025 and a $2 million salary this year. His agreement includes $15 million in mutual option for 2026 with a $2 million buyout. He can earn $1 million each season in performance bonuses. And in spring training action, the Brewers will be taking on the Athletics this evening. First pitch for that contest will be at 7:15, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 7:05. Kicker Mason Crosby will formally retire from the NFL as a Green Bay Packer. A retirement press conference will be held at Lambeau Field on Friday. Crosby had announced his plans last month. He steps aside as the Packers' all-time leader in games played, points scored, field goals, and extra points. He was also the NFL's top scorer over a 17-year period ending in 2023. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Soybeans and corn were higher Thursday, cattle finished lower, and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher on fund and technical buying. Heavy rain could delay early harvest activity in Argentina, and some private firms have trimmed their estimates in Brazil. Soybeans are oversold, but any sustained upside might be limited by slower export demand. May beans are up 15 and a half at 1027 and a quarter. July is 14 and a half higher at 1039 and a half. May bean meal is up 510 at 304.90. May bean oil is 18 points higher at 43.17. Corn was higher, monitoring development weather in Argentina, second crop planting in Brazil, and tariff news. Some U.S. tariffs on Mexico will be paused until April 2nd. May was up 8 and a quarter at 464, and July corn was 7 and a half higher at 470 and three quarters. And wheat was higher on fund and technical buying, along with the lower trade in the dollar index for most of the session. Dry weather's a concern in the southwestern U.S. plains, parts of Europe, and the Black Sea region. Export sales were up on the week as U.S. wheat prices have become more competitive. May Chicago was 5 3/4 higher at 554. May Kansas City was up 8 3/4 at 565 3/4. May Kansas City wheat was 6 higher at 594. Live and feeder cattle were lower, waiting for the rest of the week's direct business. More on that in a moment. April live was down 27 at 196.27, and June was 7 lower at 192.62. Picking up additional pressure from that higher move in corn, April feeders were down $1.65 at 274.42. And hogs closed mixed on spread trade, the higher midday move in pork, and solid weekly export sales numbers. April lean was up $1.95 at 86.65, and the May contract was $2.20 higher at 89.67. I'll have that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Your farm is more than land. It's a legacy. But do you have a plan for its future? Join Compeer Financial's AgriMindset Transition Planning Webinar on March 12th at 1 p.m. Estate planning attorney Brooke Didier-Starks will share practical steps to get started and tackle the tough questions with Dr. Megan Roberts, Compeer Ag Economist, guiding the conversation. Take the next step. Register now for the March 12th webinar at compeer.com/webinar. Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. Agra America, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck, to the barn to the kitchen, Agra America is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agra America.
Thursday afternoon, some light direct cash cattle trade was reported in Kansas at 197 on the live basis. That's steady with the top end of this week's range and last week's weighted average. Asking prices were 198 to 200 live and 315 dressed, with bids at 195 live and 310 dressed. Box beef was mixed with moderate movement. Choice was down 42 cents at 313.12, and select was up 98 at 303.51. The estimated cattle slaughter of 122,000 head was up 4,000 on the week, but down about 650 on the year. With light to moderate movement, national direct barrels and gilts are up 49 cents with a weighted average of 90.77. Iowa Southern Minnesota was 102 higher at 91.31, and the Western Corn Belt was up $1.14, also at 91.31. Pork closed a penny higher at 96.49. The estimated cattle slaughter on Thursday was 485,000 head. That's down 4,000 on the week, but up more than 13,000 on the year. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetun with Tim Sekarks Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a bigger sale and a good crowd. Large squares topped at $185 a ton and large rounds at $90 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to add your mower, boats, garden supplies, machinery, outdoor items, or more for our spring consignment auction, give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsekarksrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetun. Have a great day.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. Elanco has partnered with Medgene to launch the first highly pathogenic avian influenza vaccine for dairy cattle. Elanco's Tim Beddington tells Brownfield,
our ability to vaccinate those animals, then potentially eliminate that transmission, means more healthy dairy animals. The biggest thing is reduced milk production, profitability and value for the dairy producer themselves. And so making sure we can have as many healthy animals as possible is key.
More news is next.
Welcome to the Wisconsin Corn Checkoff Check-In. Executive Director Brenda Damrow-Gudex joins us.
Well, we like to think of like everything that we do just under that Wisconsin Corn umbrella. So a lot of time we have our logo out there, it'll just say Wisconsin Corn. If a person is a member of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, their membership dollars go into the lobbying and the policy making for all corn growers here in Wisconsin. The Corn Checkoff, definitely just investing that market development, the education, promotion, and research of our Wisconsin corn. We do have some research projects that are developing new uses for corn when it comes to things like corn plastics. For every $1 that we invest in export market development, we increase our U.S. agricultural exports by more than $24. So it's a significant boost to the U.S. agricultural industry.
Thanks, Brent. To learn more about the Wisconsin Corn Checkoff Program, go to wicorn.org.
This Ag Economy Barometer shows the largest increase in farm growth expectations since 2016. Ag economist Jim Minter tells Brownfield the current ag economy could drive some farmers to retire early.
When someone retires, there's higher chance that another farm operation, another family typically, would pick up the entire operation of that retiring farmer.
A researcher at Ohio State University says patience can be key when evaluating early planted soybeans. Dr. Alex Lindsay says soybean plants can often make up for poor initial stands.
If plants are more spread out, they'll tend to branch more, they'll sense higher quality light and result in more compact growth.
The Renewable Fuels Association says 198 million gallons of ethanol were exported in January, a nine-month high and an increase of 2% from December. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines. Survive the 2025 financial squeeze. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgroLiquid. 2025 could be a tough financial year as farmers navigate higher input costs, machinery prices, rising interest rates, and more. On this episode, an agronomy expert advises how growers can allocate their fertilizer dollars to weather this economic challenge. More coming up.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more? Precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
Farmers deserve nothing less than the best to keep their operations growing. We've believed that since opening our doors over 40 years ago. At AgriLiquid, our team of experts work with you to formulate a nutrition program that connects your fertilizer needs with your cropping goals, merging agronomy with economics on your farm. Get solid agronomic advice and positive results that'll make you a return on your fertilizer investment. Find your crop nutrition expert at agriliquid.com.
Beer is a national strategy and product management lead for AgriLiquid and says farmers have been feeling the squeeze.
Whether we like it or not, we're going through a bit of a reset here in agriculture. A lot of moving pieces, and corn prices have come down some. Now, I will say, we've had a bit of a rally lately, so it's kind of nice to still have decent corn prices. I think, though, the thing that still has growers on edge is, I'm not sure input prices have come down quite to the percentage that their price of corn has. That's where the squeeze comes in a little bit, in that input prices are hanging up there a little bit, especially in the fertilizer market. And I work in fertilizer, don't love it, but that's our reality. And so we just want to, you know, make sure guys are kind of putting their pencil to that expense right there so that they can survive 2025.
When it comes to fertilizer dollars, Beer says growers should look at more than correcting deficiencies. He says they should pay attention to nutrient rations and how they interact with each other.
When it comes to your crop, I mean, the thing is that it's easy to kind of look at that soil test and kind of almost put every nutrient in silos. And so you look at your zinc level and you're growing corn and you think, wow, I'm low zinc. I got to push a bunch of budget to that. And there's actually other, you know, if you're low on sulfur, that'll make, you know, zinc less efficient. If you're low on sulfur, it makes nitrogen less efficient. So what we're really advising guys to do is don't just focus on one low number and try to fix it. If you're only going to fix that deficiency, then you may be overspending on it, because you might be able to coax more out of a particular nutrient like nitrogen if you're actually paying attention to some of those micros to support that.
Beer says growers should find a trusted crop nutrition expert to help make decisions based on their goals.
AgriLiquid.com is a great place to go search out for your AgriLiquid folks. We really pride ourselves in doing what I'm talking about today. Balance that soil out. Pay attention to what's going on in your farm to maximize the benefit.
Again, visit AgriLiquid.com to learn more. I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgriLiquid.
You had a blue jean jacket, burn CD, said you wanna go somewhere fast with me. I picked you up, yeah, and we turned it up. You had a broke heart necklace, post game smile, J-Town front page news for a while. Then we broke up, but I still turned it up. Cheerleading skirts and back seats, free throws and church marquees, Kingsley countdown radio, wouldn't know nothing if it weren't for all those long nights and glory days between the Alpines and old King James. Yeah, the better they love, the sweeter they kiss, the shots you don't take, the shots you gon' miss, the faster the car, more money you burn, you laugh, you love, you live. There's a lot to learn from speakers and bleachers and preachers, story of my youth. Speakers and bleachers and preachers, still got a lot of growing up to do. Kroger parking lot, battle scars, black and mild on the dash under the stars. If daddy asks, they ain't mine. 82 degrees on the bank sign. And hey, hey, summer jams in a Chesney song, gonna make a dance when the sun goes down. Yeah, I think about it now. And all those long nights and glory days between the Alpines and old King James. Yeah, the better they love, the sweeter they kiss, the shots you don't take, the shots you don't miss, the faster the car, more money you burn, you laugh, love, you live. There's a lot to learn from speakers and bleachers and preachers, story of my youth.
speakers and bleachers and preachers. Still got a lot of growing up to do. Subs from my system rattle in my rear view. Used to listen with my cousin. I miss him. He's gone now. It was the national anthem and a knee down prayer we were at. Like we weren't just like every other small town. A lot to learn from speakers and bleachers and preachers. Story of my youth. Speakers and bleachers and preachers. Still got a lot of growing up to do.
Skinny dipping in the moonlight. This is how it went down in a small town on a Friday night. Fifth quarter hometown legends in our own mind. Setting it off because we took it out in old time. Just the way that it was when it was what it was. These are the stories that I heard when I was growing up. Gonna let my generation know we can do it again. If we bring the real from way back when. Let's take it back, back, back to a simpler time. Drop that cassette in the deck. Rewind, don't need no smartphone or social media. We're gonna rock this party like it's 99. So kick the tires, light the fires, wind it up and let's go. 88 miles an hour down a country road. Yeah, well, I've been hearing all these stories from my Gen X kin. They've been telling me about the times when kids could be kids, riding bikes, digging dirt, staying out all day. Yeah, that's when play was really play. Three-wheelers, trapper keepers, cranking up that hyper teacher, having fun under the bleachers. A little PDA, skipping stones down by the lake. Take it low, make a truck bitch hate them good old country days. Sound so much better than this. So take it back, back, back to a simpler time. Drop that cassette in the deck and hit rewind. Don't need no smartphone or social media. We're gonna rock this party like it's 99. So kick the tires, light the fires, wind it up and let's go. 88 miles an hour down a country road. Something just ain't right. There's nothing wrong with new, but we need a little more of that simple life. So take it back, back, back to a simpler time. Drop that cassette in the deck and hit rewind. Give me a George Strait song with some Beastie Boys rhymes, some Ray-Bans and some moonshine. Let's take it back, back, back to a simpler time. Drop that cassette in the deck and hit rewind. Don't need no smartphone or social media. We're gonna rock this party like it's 99. So kick the tires, light the fires, wind it up and let's go. 88 miles an hour down a country road.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma, but Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies.
Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
It's the 54th Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Egger Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Friday, March 14th through Saturday, March 22nd. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 14th through the 22nd at Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua.
Hi, I'm Luke Prona. I'm here to tell you that St. Mary's School and Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, March 7th in the St. Mary's School parking lot from 4:30 until 7 o'clock. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of a meal is $12 with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. We hope to see you there.
Napa Know How!
Don't miss the annual filter and tool sale at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel now through March 15th. Bring your filter list and save big on Napa Gold filters, the best price of the year. Hydraulic oil, grease, and many unadvertised specials are also on sale. Hurry in, filter tool and sale ends March 15th at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa Know How!
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled before spring. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Taste the difference, hear the best. Richland Family Restaurant, the official sponsor of WRCO Studios.
And I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here playing some music until 8 o'clock tonight. We don't have any high school sports action going on there tonight. Not till tomorrow night, and that will be the Ithaca hosting Highland for the regional semifinals tomorrow night. So that'll be an exciting game. But other than that, we have music up until the 8 o'clock hour tonight, and hoping your Thursday is a good one. We got up to a high of 41 today. And right now, our current temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, is 35 degrees at 552. And it looks like we are going to get down to 25 degrees this evening. So it's going to be a little on the cool side tonight, but tomorrow back up into the 40s again. Just want to let you know what's going on tonight, chat. Celebrate Recovery, RC. They meet every Thursday night from 6 to 8 at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center. Food is available right now for those who attend the meeting. Celebrate Recovery, Richland Center is sponsored by Grace Community Church. And coming up next, we have Jackson Dean with Heavens to Betsy.
Heavens to Betsy, I don't know if you can hear me. It appears you're coming in clear as a bell. Heavens to Betsy, I finally quit the drinking. So I hate that my demons put you through hell. I know. November, skipping rocks on the river, wore knee high to a stone. Now you still haunt me. You paint green boots in the driveway. The kind of man would drive away. Sidewalk ends, then the road begins. We said goodbye on a cold, dark night. I'm not afraid to go. You bet I'm not. Where the sidewalk ends, you left a lot. Sidewalk ends, you left the light. Where the sidewalk ends and the road begins, we said goodbye on a cold, dark night. I'm not afraid to go, you bet I'm not. Where the sidewalk ends, you left the light. Where the sidewalk ends.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks with two locations for your convenience. And by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters, Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Some goods coming from Mexico, now part of the 30-day reprieve on tariffs. President Trump pausing the hikes after talks with Mexico's leader today. The president carved out the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement during his first term in office, but today says he believes the U.S. is still getting ripped off on trade and thinks any price hikes won't last long.
There'll always be a little short-term interruption. I don't think it's going to be big, but the